like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
This is It's Movie Time. Today, we're going to go to Stockholm.
Okay.
I have heard of the syndrome.
What a fascinating story. So this is the film Stockholm tells the story of where that term comes from.
Yeah.
The Stockholm syndrome. Tried to find some more details about the event online because you never know what sort of liberties right. The narrative takes, but because it's an absurd story and fascinatingly told, I think.
From what I understand, they have been liberal with it.
Yeah.
However, right. The basic idea, it was a 1973.
Mm-hmm.
It was a heist at a Stockholm bank.
Right.
Very much like Dog Day Afternoon.
Right.
A purpose different from what you would have expected. Some money, but Ethan Hawke's character,
mm-hmm.
Lars,
mm-hmm.
wants to spring his buddy out of prison.
Right. Played by Mark Strong, who's always great.
Oh, isn't he good?
He is. He's just good in everything. He's one of those that guys. He's always good. Because he makes a great counterpoint. Ethan Hawke's character is a bit of a doofus. Very likable. Which is important. Mark Strong, there's a tenderness, like a curiosity to his performance that is a great level-headed counterpoint.
And with Strong there, moderating Ethan Hawke's craze.
Right. Big fan of Bob Dylan. They play so much Dylan in this movie. And then the other lead is Noomi Rapace. I loved the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and that's who she is. She plays Lisbeth Salander in the original. She just hasn't hit that threshold again. And I feel like in a lot of cases, she struggled with English language films a little bit. But I thought that she was really comfortable and very quietly powerful in this movie and really the anchor for the film as one of the hostages who, in the end, sides with her captors. The true story is all three of the hostages refused to testify against their captors.
And that's all a part of the syndrome, which doesn't have to be just about a bank heist.
No, right.
She plays this completely different from her tough-ass
right.
previous roles.
Right.
To the extent, for me, not quite understand her attraction to him. And I understand that he's kooky enough and different enough from her husband, for
right.
instance, for her to see something in him. Why would she like this goofball?
The performances were really good and very human, you know, to a degree comical. There's a comedic element to this film that really suits it. By the end of the film, you take the side of the hostages. You
yes,
prefer
you do.
The captors
you do.
Over the police, and not in a really heavy-handed way. I don't think they vilify the police, but I felt manipulated.
I liked Chief Mattson.
Yeah.
In an impossible situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you going to, even
right.
the prime minister.
Yeah.
How are you going to handle this?
Right.
Put myself in their place and said, okay, John, what would you do?
Right.
And I'm not sure I would know better.
No.
I mean, I keep looking back at Dog Day Afternoon, how brilliant Al Pacino was
yes.
in that.
Funny, because that makes this film seem really understated.
Yes.
You know, that
yes.
movie was so powerful and such a gut punch in different ways and yes. so unusual. And it does kind of make this one seem a little slight,
yes.
I guess.
But this one has its comedic touches.
It does.
That Pacino's film did not have. I mean, in the end, Pacino's film devolves into very serious domestic problems and serious problems with
yes.
the heist gone wrong.
Oh, sure.
But this one has, like, Hawke's affection for Bullet.
Yes. Well, and both of them. You finish the film going, I need to rewatch Bullet. That is a great movie.
He asks for a replica of the car.
The car.
That Steve McQueen used. In Bullet. And Mattson says, yeah, I like that movie.
Yeah.
You're right. I was beginning to think it really was a comedy, but there's something very serious underneath.
Definitely. Noomi Rapace's character keeps it grounded in the drama. Her husband shows up to try to swap out, say, take me instead of her. It
mm-hmm.
makes this very gallant effort. And she's far more interested, weeping even, to make sure that he remembers how to prepare the fish for the kids' dinner. It's a really odd moment in the film. It suggests something about their relationship and maybe her dissatisfaction at home.
A cheap way of doing it would have him a complete
exactly.
dumbbell.
Exactly. And the same way they represent, I think, the police. What they're hoping is that we, the audience, understand why the captors have Stockholm syndrome.
Any better than I did on just a thumbnail of it.
Sure.
I think what we have is an eccentric film.
Mm-hmm.
Based upon the idea of it. I'm not even sure psychologists use that in their practice. It puts us there. So you ask the question, now what would I do?
Yeah.
And would I side with my captors?
Right.
All right, Hope Madden. The film is called Stockholm. What grade would you award it?
I think I'd give it a B+.
I will give it a B. Only because I want more. But that's not a bad thing, is it?
No, I don't think it is. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.